From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 6, 2015. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, April 3rd through Monday, April 6th. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, school districts in Greene County will see an overall increase in their state aid this year and a substantial repayment of a portion of the funds the state has owed districts statewide since 2010. According to information provided by the state, each of these six Greene County school districts will be given an increase in total aid, ranging from the smallest to the Carroll-Durham School District at less than 1% to the highest Hunter-Tannersville at 6.35%. That total amount includes funds held back by the state in 2010 to eliminate its own budget shortfall. John Mason reported in the Register-Star, plans are moving ahead locally for the commemoration of the Lincoln funeral train. Hudson City historian Pat Fenoff is busy preparing for the three-day exhibition, Lincoln's Long Journey Home, beginning April 24th. It will feature photographs on loan from the New York State Library of the final Emancipation Proclamation. That exhibit will take place at Robert Jenkins House, located at 113 Warren Street in Hudson. Hudson resident Carol Ostrank and friends are preparing an elaborate, historically based tableau based on a passage from the journal of Edward Davis Townsend, the commander of the funeral train. That event will take place near the railroad tracks on the evening of April 25th. The event now has a Facebook page, Lincoln Funeral Train 2015. Chris Bragg reported at Capital Confidential, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, Friday, April 3rd, registered a committee to raise money for a bid for re-election in 2018, according to the State Board of Elections website. Cuomo has been rumored as a possible presidential candidate in 2016, but that now appears unlikely, with Hillary Clinton all but certain to run in the Democratic primary. Cuomo's 2014 Republican challenger, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, is considering another run in 2018. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is reportedly giving consideration to challenging Cuomo in the Democratic primary next time around. Melanie Lukosevic is reporting in the Daily Mail the Athens Street Festival is a go and organizers are planning a series of new activities for the 40-year-old event. The future of the annual July celebration was recently called into question when it became known that there was a shortage of volunteers to organize and stage the event. Athens Mayor Chris Pfister said Saturday, April 4th, quote, "The festival is back on. We are still recruiting for the Athens Street Festival Committee, but we are ready to go," unquote. The event draws more than 10,000 people to the village of Athens. The festival this year will feature more events for children and youth. Activities under consideration include a strolling magician, circus performances, a rock climbing wall, and pony rides. The festival will take place July 11th. For the local weather forecast, there's a chance of rain showers after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 58. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly after 10 p.m., increasing clouds with a low around 42. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday, periods of rain mainly after 11 a.m. with a high near 53. Tuesday night, periods of rain with a low around 38. Wednesday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 35. Thursday, a chance of snow and sleet before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 49. Thursday night showers likely cloudy with a low around 36. Sunrise today was at 6:28 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:27 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 58 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the first Monday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Ingram Conservation Advisory Council is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1416 County Route 7 in Ingram, 329-6512. The Athens Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 2 First Street in Athens, 734-3636. The Caro Town Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Caro Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Caro, 622-3120. The Catskill Recreation Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claverick Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Church Street in Mellonville, 672-7911. The Claremont Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. And the Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 6, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.